The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Hell yeah, doggies.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. What a day. Look at my fucking Frisbee. I got my Gas Digital Frisbee, my 2021 Summertime Summer Jam Frisbee, because I subscribed for a fucking year. The only way to get this was on July 4th to subscribe for a year. And we sent them out right as the summer ended. You know, all fall while you're playing with your Frisbees. Remember, you know, while you're... raking your leaves and playing Frisbee.
You gotta have a winter Frisbee, baby. You gotta have a winter Frisbee.
Bobbing for apples. Playing Frisbee.
Everyone's playing Frisbee at their Halloween parties this year. Yeah, love it. Welcome to the show. I am Louis J. Gomez. I am the Real Ass Dude, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the Joan Jett of Comedy, the Ultimate Minority, the one, the only... Yes, Louis J. fucking Gomez. The international superstar Zach D'Amico's here.
That's me.
We got the nerdy brother.
I'll take it.
Monroe Martin.
Yeah. How you doing? Monroe Martin here.
Yeah, there we go.
Zaggle snake, zaggle snake, zaggle snake, zaggle snake.
No, we love him. You know him. I don't know what's going on with Brett Coyne, but it looks like you're still pumping it. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Raybould's here.
It's not pumping it. It's pumping itself.
Pumping
it's
and
great
dumping.
To be here.
Pumping and dumping.
Yeah. No dumping. Only pumping.
Only pumping. Okay. I don't know. And I still don't understand what's going on with it. I might steal your idea, though. I feel like
that's what's going to happen.
Puerto Rican rattlesnake
Skank coin.
Skank coin, gas coin, all these things would probably do better than Brett coin.
You have a way bigger megaphone than I.
And yeah, a better name.
I like Brett, but that's just because it's my name.
Gas coin's a solid fucking coin.
I am going to...
You're going. Everything's rhyming with coin today. I like it, dude.
I'm going to coin that. And I'll just build it. Here's what I'll do. I'm just going to build gas coin when I get home today. And I'll go, if you want the name of it, you're going to have to pay me.
Buy me.
In Brett coin.
That's right, baby. That's right, baby.
You have to buy Brett coin,
then pay me back.
Damn, doggy.
In my Brett coin.
This guy's butt fucking me right in front of everybody. Also, very happy to have back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from the Guys We Fucked podcast. And the voices in our heads. It is Christina Hutchinson.
Hello.
I'm very happy to have you back. I did not think you would come back on the Real Ass Podcast because last time you were here, I tried to
suck your dog's dick. That was two times ago.
Whoa. Wow. You've been back twice since.
Yeah.
Was I here the last time you were
here?
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
But you know what, dude?
That was a quick one.
That time I tried to suck your dog's dick was quite the moment.
Yeah, I'll never bring my dog here again.
Can I get some context?
That's it.
He said, "Can I see your dog?"
Yes.
He went over to him and then he licked my dog's dick.
Yeah. Did you on? You licked it.
Yeah.
You licked.
Well,
was
no,
the
I,
rim
I,
rocking
I mimicked,
out?
He mimicked
I
a little.
To...
Okay, you didn't go full in. How big is your dog's?
10
dick?
10 pounds. He's a miniature dog.
He's got a Pentown dick.
He's a Pentown dick.
He's got a Pentown dick.
He's got a Pentown dick.
I'm from Pentown, Idaho.
I got a Pentown dick. So he mimicked licking it.
He licked it. He assaulted my dog.
Were you turned on?
Nope. No, were you?
First of all, you know what?
You know? Go ahead.
Your dog...
Cute as hell.
Also loved it.
Probably. But, you know, he doesn't know any better.
She got weird immediately. Like, and there was a moment, I was caught up at the moment. It was like a lot of, like, we were laughing. I was like, ah, it's great. And then
right.
I had and the then dog's dick right there, and then yeah. I looked at her, and her face was like,
yeah. Well, she's not any, okay. I don't have any kids. This is my kid. And it's like if Lewis sucked my kid's dick. That's how it felt.
That's not the equivalent.
That's how it felt inside,
though.
How
old is your dog?
A year and a half.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh, underage, dog, bro. Dog. Yeah. Even in human
that's like
years,
five,
that's 12.
Yeah.
If right? I was the Taliban, if I was the Taliban, that would be
you
okay.
You would not suck the dick. You'd just.
So are you
going to
join the
dog.
Taliban just so you can suck dogs?
Yeah, Taliban. Taliban? Is that
Taliban. Yeah, I started. Taliban. Yeah, well, it's Taliban it's and it's Pentown Dick.
We're supposed to say Taliban?
Taliban.
It's Taliban.
Taliban.
All right. Well,
the Taliban.
You say it like that, you'll be Taliban from this show.
Oh, wow. So funny. God.
Hell yeah. Oh, look, somebody put a picture of it. Me trying to suck this dog's dick.
Wow.
I kissed it on the mouth. I killed it. I kissed it on the mouth.
Can I ask you, how much action does your dog get? Like, is it getting lit? It takes it to the park and he humps and gets humped and has a nice time?
So Corinne Fisher brought...
Fucks this dog.
I thought you... Okay.
No, she bought Kevin a dachshund... plush toy for a dog that's exactly the same size as Kevin, and Kevin fucks it anatomically correct. Like that's Kevin great. Will mount it, and whoo, yeah. and he jizzes, and it's uncomfortable.
You have to clean your dog's cum.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Every once in a while.
How much? Like, how much can this guy deliver?
So,
the dachshund, it's all yeah, cum. That's why it's so
just,
long. The whole midsection is made of cum.
It's all cum. You yeah. cut it open and just cum.
Belly full of jizz.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's dachshunds.
Yeah, I've been.
It was also Corinne's nickname
sacks.
In college.
Belly full of jizz.
Belly full of jizz.
Oh, my belly full of jizz. In middle
Corinne
school.
Fisher. Oh, where's Corinne? I miss her.
She's great. She's the best.
I love her. So look, I'm very, very excited to have this show put together today. It's going to be an incredible day. We have a lot going on in the world. I am. There's nothing funny about the Taliban. Okay.
Taliban.
I like,
it's funny the way you say it.
It sounds like it maybe should be the polite way.
I think we should drop you off at Kabul. We should have you go there.
Yeah,
and get people out.
Kabul shit.
Huh?
Huh? Listen to me. The Taliban is—they're not okay, but
they
look like they're having a fun time. Do you see they took over like an amusement park, or they were like, is that real? Were they really in bumper cars? Am I being trolled by people? Because it's just, look.
You might be.
It might not be the Taliban.
They're very amateur.
It could just be Muslims.
It's just Muslims at Six Flags. Yeah, dude. Lewis, and there they are, the Taliban.
It's just people having fun.
Dude, that's St. Louis. You can see the arch in the background. No, dude, I trust them.
No, dude,
it's
the Taliban.
Coney Island, asshole.
They took over Chuck E. Cheese. Look at them. They're all over the place.
Look, they're playing guitars, Lewis. That's ZZ Top.
One kind of Indian.
No, dude.
Guy.
There's a meme going around right now with the Taliban.
A meme?
Maybe
that's where
you
get your news.
I don't know what it is, dude. There's a picture. Dude. A picture tells 1,000 words. Corinne, his friend Christina.
So what's the meme, or what's the pic going around?
It's the Taliban.
They're old school.
In bumper cars.
Having a gay old time?
Having a fight. You don't say that.
They're not going to like that.
No.
Whoa,
they're
easy,
not
going to
like
Ray
that.
Bold. You
I'm
want Brett Coyne to fucking...
That's right.
Buy
you heard it clear. No.
He'll kill you with it.
I'm going on the record. They were having a gay old time, and I'll say it.
They're very vocal about how they've changed, though. They're very
right.
like, we're not going to kill you.
That's, yeah.
You're fine.
I don't know if that's
and
true.
And I'm like, they didn't say that last time.
They're there's, a little
no, they're
bit...
saying
yeah, but isn't
that
like when you get back together with somebody?
Right. They don't mean it. I don't think.
Yeah. Look.
That's just kids doing bumper cars.
No, it's the Taliban.
It's children.
Help.
I don't believe it until one of the cars explodes.
I mean.
That's not the Taliban. They don't have that much fun. If they did, they wouldn't be raining
terror. You know what's hilarious? They won't even let women drive these.
Oh, God.
Is that real, Shannon or Natalie or whoever knows? Is that them actually? Is that the Taliban? Because there has to be Taliban-y kids, right?
There has to be. There's.
Because yeah. I didn't even think about that. You never see Taliban-y kids, except we did
They're
see.
Fighting.
We did see back in the day, because you forget.
Well, Lewis, you saw a few at like a bodega
Look,
recently.
I don't know how far off ISIS is from the Taliban.
If you had to guess, what would you say?
Second cousins.
Okay.
I think they're rivals.
What are they married?
A little bit. It's
no.
like they're
yeah.
They're well, no, not they're like rivals in the way that like they're competing for airtime, right? And I like the Taliban made a comeback. I thought they were gone.
I thought Taliban was completely gone.
Yeah, and then they pulled
the, ISIS was the new shit, dude.
They pulled the Travolta. They came back when we least expected
like,
it.
We're gay now.
Yeah,
we're still married.
It does appear to be real. I also have this video.
Wow, hold on. I need to fucking shut everyone up in the room for making fun of me and saying that I was stupid.
It's the articles say
my stupid friend Shannon is
the articles say it appears
corroborating
to be,
my point. What?
That's what the articles say. It appears to be the Taliban.
It's a journalist
here's,
doing it.
Here's another video that I saw this morning of them. It says that they were exploring a gym that they found in the presidential palace.
I did see this as well. Dude, they have terrible form. Taliban.
So wait, they're like, Dad's not home.
Oh,
do whatever we want.
Dude, they don't know what they're doing.
They're just,
this guy's riding the elliptical backwards.
No way.
Look at him. He's riding the elliptical backwards. I swear.
Okay,
to God.
Maybe the Taliban isn't going to kill people. They actually look like they're chiller now.
I made my government disappear.
Look at them. They have
get some lats.
Look at them.
Wait,
what is
they're
this?
Not. Oh,
literally, there's not that's, a single.
I want to. I want to send one of them a Legion of Skanks T-shirt and just
send
so there can be video.
Send them a frisbee.
Send them a Gas Digital frisbee right now. If you use the code Taliban, you can get your own on GasDigital.com.
When you look at their form in the gym, I would assume that their frisbee throwing form is awful as well. Not a single exercise was done correctly there. Well, and that's what needs to be pointed out.
They don't usually use equipment.
Challenge them to pick up.
They don't have the form for a squat yet, but they will.
That probably is the first, like, I've never seen.
That's just having, like, a kid's day off. Like,
that's really all it is. They're eating ice cream. It's
go
they're
to the
basically
movie theater and get popcorn.
They're just home aloneing it. That's all they're doing.
Wait.
I mean.
I think they might
stop
change.
Stop showing me this, because I'm like, I think I like
them. I like them,
guys.
Yeah, you're
I'm
right.
Like,
that's the problem, is they keep on showing the.
Show
soul.
Me. You gotta give
they
me
they look
the
like they're confused and they're trying to figure out why they can't them? Fuck these.
Because. Where's the hole?
Nope. Get over here. He keeps going in a circle. Get over. You will not get away from me.
This isn't good. This is
that's
making me root for him.
It's very sweet until you see all of the people falling from airplanes on tarmacs
to escape.
That's not sweet.
That's true. So that is, but that's what's interesting. They're not putting that out. That's other people putting it out, right? Because ISIS was like put out their own content.
But they were like,
yeah, but ISIS was fucking dope. Like, no, I'm not saying they were cool.
What did you love about?
You're saying they're fucking dope.
Their content.
It was good.
Was half dope.
Mark. It was good content.
The
isn't
fucking
that a QAnon symbol.
No, that's white power. First of all, do it again, Christina. No. Everyone, share Christina doing the white power just now. She just did it. Everyone, she's dog whistling to her white followers, and now she's doing that. That is
I'm
also
Jewish.
That is all they white. It's crazy that whites would follow you. You're right. You're right. But now she's dog whistling to sluts.
That,
yeah, only they can hear it.
Cringe woke up out of a dead sleep.
Preferably. I just pictured her dog's
all
dick.
Over the world.
That was her dog's dick, right?
That was her dog's
that
dick.
That you were doing? Is it? Dick. It's a hefty
dog's foot. Yeah.
It's a hefty one. It's got a nice hard rocket.
Yeah, I don't remember what we were even talking about. I just
Taliban.
Now,
Taliban's
so,
glow up.
So thrown ISIS was dope. By Christina's white power. ISIS being dope. That's what I was talking about. Their content was fire. It was like when Paco took
the
over Fight
hitting?
Journal, right? Yeah. Paco, were you involved in it's ISIS's different. Videos? Because they were pretty fucking good, dude. The camera work was great and a really nice camera.
What kind of camera did they use?
I don't know.
DSLR?
Wow. Great podcast. They had one that was like ISIS watches Seinfeld for the first time. It was wonderful. I loved it.
That would be hilarious.
That would be actually kind of a great. Like, do even they think
episode
it's funny?
One, scene one, the Jew.
Ugh. Ugh. The whole time it's just them spitting at the TV.
I like the soup Nazi though. That shit is
soup
funny.
Soup Nazi makes some good points. Yeah. So yeah, look, the Taliban.
I like the way Kramer walk in the room.
I don't really know what is even happening in that part of the world.
I don't think any of us do.
I know.
If I'm being honest, I have no
it's
fucking.
Like they got
clue.
The mall to themselves.
Yeah,
just shopping and having fun.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be different. Because you are right. They are going on like they are trying to do this.
Like we're not going to kill you. And it's like, huh.
But they're trying to be also, like, they're not as anti-woman as they were 20. That's what they're a
they've
little bit like.
Improved a little.
Like,
little,
yeah.
Little.
Like, they're like, we don't stone women in public.
Right.
We do it in private now.
And
it's like they're on talk shows. I saw like one of their ambassadors or whatever basically saying like
somebody
we're
from
gonna
there.
Chill it out a little on the women thing.
A little.
Wow.
A little.
Just a little.
But aren't they already like grabbing like 12-year-old girls from their homes and making them their child brides?
Yeah, of course. That's because, yeah. You know, wouldn't you? But
it's called an internship.
Yeah.
It's called goals.
It's true.
But yeah. I don't know.
That's got to be fucking...
Well, there's a lot. There's a mayor, a female mayor in Afghanistan. One of the first female mayors. It was an historic election. And then she's like, they're about to kill me. And I'm like, ugh, yeah, they might
They're
be.
Probably...
She's done.
She's done.
Wait, can we see her? What's going on with her? I'd love to find out. Yeah, they're, yeah, that's over.
First thing Lewis says about her is if she's hot or not, go.
She's a beautiful... Inside and out.
But talking about the out on this podcast.
Right, of course.
Come on,
we don't. Of course you are. Sorry.
Come on, Christine. You've been on this show before?
I know. I don't even know why I'm allowed to talk.
Come on.
Here. I appreciate that.
How do you know she's beautiful inside? She might be a real bitch.
I watched her talk and I'm like, that's a bad bitch.
It's pretty hard to become
a
mayor in Afghanistan as a woman.
First of all,
she's already survived death so many times.
She's literally a six. So to say beautiful inside and out, like I can't go by your gauge
I don't care
on
about
a beautiful
you.
Inside.
Your opinion is
I can't go by your gauge
off.
On beautiful inside if your opinion on beautiful outside is so off. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Your opinion's a little
that's
off.
What I'm
we rated her looks. Next segment. don't even let
she
her
she gets
talk.
An A in my book.
I'm I,
for
you
know
what? Oh.
Running for mayor and winning.
She looks like Fifi Dash.
Who is that?
It used to be Joe Dash.
She does look like Phoebe Dash. Oh, shit. So wait, what's going on with her? She's
like waiting for the Taliban to like,
that's
you know,
scary.
Infiltrate her town and
good
kill her.
Good for her. She stayed. That's
she has nowhere else to go.
Well, the president was like, I'm out.
Because he got a plane out.
Right.
She probably would if she could, I would think. I don't know.
Right,
because
stop bumming me out, dude. We're trying to make fun of this shit. Fuck, man. Trying to have a good time. Here she is with her fucking...
I just wanted like, would you finger her, dude?
She's waiting for the Taliban to come and kill me.
That was
we're all waiting for the Taliban to come and kill us. Okay. You're special. Lady,
well, she is.
She definitely,
Christina.
Is.
I know she's special. She's the first.
She
Afghani.
Did a really good job getting to be mayor.
Well,
for what?
You don't know what she did to get that job.
I
she
know
don't.
What
she
did.
Doesn't though. She doesn't. I don't know either.
I have a few guesses.
Are you saying she did the casting couch to become an
no,
Afghanistan mayor?
No, I did
mayor?
Not say that. That's disgusting, dude. You're gonna fucking try to push
you're
Brett
right.
Coyne with that ideology?
Shame on me. You're fucking, right.
I'm sorry.
And it's Afghanistan. It's a casting cave.
Okay. Hey. Ho. So yeah, I mean, it is sad.
You seem real bent up about it.
Well, I don't know. What am I? Is it good or bad? I don't
it's
know.
Not good.
What is going on over there?
Not ideal.
It can't. Well,
not great.
It can't be good.
But
you
is
know.
It good that we're not going to be involved in that part of the world anymore? Is there that or that we're pulling out?
It has to kinda, be a little.
Know,
maybe.
I think it was like a Band-Aid that needed to be ripped off. That was like
this is
going to be messy.
For people who know nothing about international.
This is.
Yeah.
But this is where people go
this
for
is
their
perfect
for their geopolitical
yes.
news. People go to real ass podcasts.
The difference is other fucking dickheads are out there going, oh, I know this, I know that. We aren't even pretending to know.
We're just talking about whether you'd finger bang the Afghani female mayor or not.
I didn't say whether I'd finger. I mean, obviously I would finger bang her. That's neither here nor there. But that's not a standard of beauty. Do you know what my fingers...
Mayor?
Mayor's also not a standard of beauty, but I'm talking about...
Chrissy?
What my...
you're good with the one.
Hey, Ben, why are you wearing a non-gas digital podcast T-shirt in our studio?
Oh wow, that's offensive.
Wow.
You might have come on
it's
that
really
shirt.
Fucked up.
Wow.
Get that fucking T-shirt out of my studio.
That
get him a new T-shirt. Get him a new fucking T-shirt.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. A last podcast on the left
cut
T-shirt.
It off his body.
The fuck out of here, Ben. What the fuck is wrong with you?
They're really successful.
Wait, Lou. There might be some.
There might
on
be
that.
Cum on that. I
there
did
might
fuck.
Be some you on that.
I fucked in a pile of last podcast on the left T-shirts years ago at the Creek in the Cave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And you came on them?
Was that that's like you're showing dominance. You're like, if I come on their podcast tomorrow,
I came in the girl's mouth.
The ratings will go down.
Okay. But the, you know, look, I don't want to brag, but sometimes I got some big, thick loads. So.
Ugh.
Yeah, but hey.
Yeah. A lot of it dribbled out, and some of it may have gone out.
She looks like a mad dog.
Ugh.
Mm. Not the comedian mad dog.
Right.
Actual mad dog.
Yeah.
She did 20 Rabbit. Minutes of crowd work.
And it went well.
Called everybody Bubba.
Yeah. So yeah, who knows? Who knows if there's cum on that shirt? I hope there is now for him to wear that shirt into my studio. How dare he?
If there wasn't before, he got it.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Brett, what happened to your arm?
Wow. You want to know?
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, I got hit. I had the most eventful, one of the most eventful days I've lived. I had a very weird weekend. Here was my Friday. I got hit by a car, and three hours later, I started my first job working at an orgy. That's all true.
We're going to need some more info.
Hold on now.
So we can start at the car.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
Did he hit the car? Was the arm from the car or the orgy?
The arm's from the car.
Oh, wow.
Arm's from the car. I got hit by a car. I was on foot. It was a hit and run. They ran. I think they legitimately...
How hard they hit you, though? Like, how hard?
It was a real hit. I flew about 5-10 feet in the air.
Ooh.
I feel like every time I retell a story, I'm going to exaggerate.
Wee.
No,
right.
I did not. Yeah. I probably said fuck.
What type of car?
A white SUV. It was a Ford Bronco.
No,
it was a Ford Bronco. It was a white SUV, Lewis.
And they just kept going. No one took a picture of the license plate?
No one got a photo of the license plate. The first witness, when I got up, the first person who was like, "Are you okay?" It was a man in a wheelchair without legs.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That was the first person who was like, "Are you okay?"
And he was saying it angrily. Yeah. He was like, "Are you okay? Can you walk? Get the fuck out of my face."
He said, "Can you walk?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm not trying to like flex on you, but..." I got hit by a fucking car. It hurt like hell. I'm pretty sure it was intentional. I swear to God. Because they were it was a four-way stop. I let a car turn, then it was my turn to walk. And then they turned my ass. No, they put the pedal on the metal and gunned it into me and smacked me. It hurt really bad. The cops took my report. I've never seen someone less interested
the cop didn't give a shit that you were
Why did
car?
They dress your wounds like you were wounded on the battlefield in World War II?
So,
very elementary. It's like a toddler did it.
I was on my way
to the
world.
Here you go. You're fixed, Uncle Brett.
I was on my way to the world's shittiest mummy costume contest.
Yeah, why? What is going on? Like, why don't you have
Yeah, that's a wound. Ooh.
My bones hurt.
Why do they use toilet paper?
I'm surprisingly... Oh, it's Charmin, though. It's nice. Come on. I don't know. They were like... When I was in the ambulance, they were like, "Do you want to go to the hospital?"
Oh, you got
in... And I was absolutely not.
But you went in the
ambulance. That is a lot of Brett coin.
Did the ambulance move?
The ambulance did not move.
Okay.
If the ambulance moves 5 feet, they're like, "That's a
you
grand.
Get charged."
We drove.
Scam that Jew, by the way. You don't need to tell them your real information.
Really?
They have to work on you. You could just give them a fake name and social security number and your ID. They can't take your wallet.
They don't ask your social.
Yeah, they do. That's
and the reason. Ambulance?
I don't think they ask
the hospital.
Social. Okay, because this was just in the ambulance.
When they admit you to the hospital,
they're
saying,
like,
what I'm saying is you can go to the hospital and just not pay for any of it.
Mm. Just give them a fake name and fake.
Now they know.
I had a friend who did that multiple times, so I know this works.
Yeah.
It's him.
Oh, okay. Who was it?
His son.
Nice. They didn't catch the wink. There they did.
There it is.
They caught his.
There it is.
They just dressed me in the van and the ambulance. And two nights ago, I changed the bandage. This is the second one. In New York City,
did such a good job.
They do not give you a non-stick bandage. It stuck to my wound. It took an hour and a half. I was just in my
I wish this story would have stuck to yourself. Hell yeah, Gomez.
What is that? Is that a story sucks? Was he saying the story sucks?
Yes. I'm not saying the story sucks, but let's get to this fucking orgy.
Yeah.
We're burying the lead here.
Never have I heard somebody tell a story about getting hit by a car and been so bored. God damn it,
Brett. I don't know.
I wish the car would have killed you.
I don't, but that's fine. I don't know. I don't know what you want. I was trying my best
here,
Lewis.
Make it better.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
So here's the one. What was your job? Okay, go.
I'll tell you the one I think interesting part of the story.
Hold on, Brett. I'm gonna stop you right here.
Go.
I'll give you two Brett coin.
Here's what happened.
This better be fucking interesting, Brett. I don't mean to put pressure on you right now, but this story so far has sucked.
We'll get to the orgy.
We were having fun talking about that fucking whore mayor, and fucking Christina over here got all
very
uppity.
Very hardworking.
And then I was like, let's change the subject to a fun story about how Brett's arm is all fucked up, and then it sucked. It stuck. Thank you for wearing one of the Dave Smith misprinted t-shirts now, Ben.
There you go. So... the cop at the end, he asked me, he goes, what do you do? I said, I'm a comedian. He said, can I watch? Do you have stuff I can watch? I said, I have an hour special on YouTube. He said, is your stage name the same as the name on the police report? I said, yes. And then he goes, awesome. I will link to your special on the police report.
Ooh.
So even as I'm dying, I'm getting my plugs
in. That wasn't
in.
Worth it.
That was pretty interesting.
Okay. Sorry.
What was your job at the orgy?
You get hit by a car. You're like, I gotta tell my orgy job. All right, we move on. We dust ourselves off. Got it.
To tell stories at the end of it so everybody goes home.
I wanna go home.
Yeah, instead of the lights coming up, you just come out and go, guys, today I got hit by a car.
Ah, man.
Everyone leaves.
I disagree. I think that's an interesting story beat.
Well, because it happened to you.
Yeah, I think when you create the framework of this better be good, it's probably going to suck no matter what.
What was your job at the orgy?
You're figuring out my tricks here.
When you go, this better be good, I'm like, well, I'll just tell it. And I don't think it's going to feel funny because now you're like putting this weird pressure on it where you're like, you better perform for me. And I'm like, I'll just
this
say.
This is the Brett that I like.
What?
This is the
confused?
Real Brett. The fucking
backed into a corner.
Yeah, backed into a corner. He's all bandaged up. He doesn't know where the fucking blood's coming from.
I'm cagey. I'm on your show. Half your fans don't like me.
That stinks.
I'm always nervous when I'm on the program. I'm always cagey, but I'm desperate for airtime, so I do the show.
But this is what they want.
I don't
orgy.
Like necessarily this show isn't perfectly my voice, but I gotta do it because I appreciate Shannon texting me.
Fall the fuck apart without that tuxedo,
dude.
What?
This is my. By the way, this is a new thing that I've figured out. Okay, I need to a lot of these young comics these days.
All right, go.
They come in and they put their best foot forward. They're used to social media and they're used to being able to sort of like shape this version of themselves. And sometimes you got to put their back against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to Brett right now. And when you put their back against the wall, sometimes you watch them emotionally fall apart. Oh. It's happening to Dalton right now. If you guys want to fucking watch the movie of Dalton Pruitt right now, it's happening right now. He doesn't know who likes him. He's paranoid. He doesn't know who's a friend, what's a bit, what's a reality. And he keeps on digging himself further into this hole. And I'm just sitting back and I saw him the other day. I was like, get to him. I'm mad at you. And then I just kind of made a little bit of a face on purpose. It was like a little bit. It wasn't anything. It was very subtle. And he was like, what? And then I just walked away from him. And I know that set him off into probably a 2-week-long spiral. Mm-hmm. So it is very, very good. I like watching this happen. Young comedians, they're not used to dealing with real adversity. This is the problem these days.
Real adversity. All right. I want to go on the record and say doing this show
it's
and
real
maybe
adversity.
Not doing a great job is not adversity.
It's real adversity. It's worse than getting hit by a car. It's worse than whatever liquids got at you at that orgy.
Having telling,
what was your
boring
job at the
Lewis
orgy?
Is not adversity. Getting hit by a car is adversity.
First of all, I didn't see you bored me. I said that storyboard me. I like you a lot.
Really?
That story, let me say something.
I think he wants to fuck you.
That story,
yeah, dude.
Stinking.
Yeah, go.
Was better than most of things that you've done on this show. You have to just let it happen.
You got to relax and not care so much.
Just trust me on this. I got this. I've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, what's your program, man?
I got this. Ladies, am I wrong or am I right?
Show them them titties.
Girls in the booth.
They don't care.
Ladies?
I'm pulling up the music.
I don't hear the music. I don't see you guys dancing. I'm sick of this.
You guys pull the real Brett there.
Oh,
right?
Man.
Yeah, you guys are really Bretting out right now. There they are. Hell yeah. Yeah, sexy ladies. This is what I do, Christina.
You really run a tight ship, huh?
We treat women with respect here.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Am I right or am I wrong, ladies? I am right.
Yeah, why do you have me back if I don't frequently do that well on your show?
I think you do well every time.
Enjoy, it makes him happy.
I think you do well every time.
I think he told
Christina.
Me. I think he just, yeah, you're not.
Christina comes at me like I'm an asshole every time.
He is not.
I don't know why I have her back. She's like I'm an enemy.
Yeah,
he's so.
I don't believe you because 2 seconds ago you go that story sucking is one of the best things you've done on my show.
Yes,
And now, I 2 seconds ago, I go, I don't do well in your show.
A backhanded compliment within a backhanded compliment. You have no idea.
It was
it's 3D chess, nigga.
See,
you don't know the game I'm playing, doggy. You
I guess we're playing it in Washington Square Park.
Damn, doggy. Now I'm in Brett's head. Now I planted a seed, an evil seed inside of Brett's head, and it's going to fuck with him for a long, long time.
I think you're giving yourself more.
Yeah, you might be.
Yeah, realistically, you don't take up that much real estate.
This is what I would say if somebody was really deeply in my head.
Ow!
He just hit say the N-word again.
What are you making fart noises for?
Because I feel like it.
Yeah. When in doubt.
What was your job at the orgy?
Don't tell her. I'm sick of her asking this question, and I'm glad you haven't answered. We're never going to know. My show, Christina. You don't get to just lead the interview and make fart noises. That's not the way it works.
Christina's doing a great job. I think this show needs a new host.
Natalie's dying.
Get it trending. Hashtag new host for rap.
Look how much Amanda said.
No, you can't just say you're in someone's head. No.
Look at him.
No, I'm in your head. I am in your head.
You want to play mind meld right now? Because I guarantee
next
the first
time...
word. I know the first word he's going to say because I planted it in his fucking head.
Lewis is a bitch.
Yes, Brett. This is what I need. This is who we need.
Are you soft inside? Because you have a very hard exterior.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, you're a puppy, I know. You just want to be loved. Dude, everyone
this
does. Fucking,
this is great.
How many comedians have you...
No.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, how many comedians have you kissed?
Women?
Both in sexual and for bits, other men. And have you kissed more female comedians or more male comedians? Because I feel like I've seen a lot of, like, just like a screenshot of him kissing his friend.
A dude?
And it's like, for a bit, it's funny, it's performance. But, you know, you probably don't hate it. But, yeah.
I hate it with Zach.
You've kissed Zach before. You had to have kissed Zach. You've done so much show together.
It's happened so many times.
Yeah. I've kissed Zach more than I've kissed any other comedian.
How many times has it happened?
Why do you think I have 3 podcasts?
That's the bye guy. It's just Lewis.
Controlled Hammer in the live chat says, Christina is fucking hot. I'd kill Lewis just to sniff her ass. You know, Controlled Hammer. You know,
suck my dick, Lewis.
What the fuck is going on here?
Suck my cock, Lewis.
Yeah. Christina's out of your league.
Yeah, bitch.
Black Mark says, Christina is being a better host than Lewis by leaps and bounds.
Oh, what up? Yeah. We're staging
dick,
a mutiny.
Suck my dog's dick.
Suck my dog's dick, Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't because it's at
mutiny.
Home.
Make Lewis walk the plank.
Do me a favor, Harrington. Bring in Christina's dog.
I'd kill
Make
you.
An intern go get it at her apartment.
There'd
bust
be a
down
live
the door.
There would be a live murder. That'd be great.
Good what would you do? Because you physically, realistically, no disrespect, you could not... beat Lewis up. No disrespect.
You think that, huh? You think when I'm not filled with the rage of a thousand suns,
listen,
I couldn't kill him?
I am. Listen, I like you more.
The car
than Lewis.
Hit me, I chase it. So.
Well, I got hit by a car and it hurt a lot. But you couldn't. Well, if he did, what would you have to do? You'd have to find some sneaky shit. Poison his Red Bull? Or what would you do?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be concerned
cancel
at all
him,
because
can't.
I know that the rage would make it happen either way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm hmm.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you.
Oh, shit.
There ain't no amount of rage that's gonna be able to give you the skill set to be able to handle the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
That's true.
But let me make this very clear.
Go.
Let me make this very clear. I would not kidnap your dog.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Are you a humanitarian?
There we go.
Are you a philanthropist?
Are you happy?
Are you happy?
Dude,
working
the funniest thing
he just
for
can't
the United
take care,
Nations?
He just can't take care of another living thing.
Yeah.
No, I cannot. I cannot do any of this. I cannot pretend that I would ever want to even spend 1 minute with any dog. I hate dogs.
Really?
I hate people who
true
like
sociopath.
Dogs. My girlfriend likes a dog.
You got a dog on your shirt.
I know. I hate it.
Why'd you wear the shirt?
Because I fucking wanted to show off things that I hate today.
That's why as you hate.
Oh, he's got a shirt with black people on it.
Exactly. Zing.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes incredible Delta 8 products, gummies, and vapes. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get stoned, you should check out some Yo Delta.
Absolutely. They sent us some to try here at the studio. Tried out the vapes, tried out the gummies, and did that field research. Got to say,
Very potent.
100%, dude. I ran out of weed recently, and I had all this Yo Delta just sitting around, because I have a lot. I have access to weed. I have tons of weed. And I was like, fuck, I'm out of weed. And I took out my vape pen, and I got so high, so fucking high. And it was first thing in the morning, I remember, because it was I hadn't smoked anything else. A lot of time, I can't tell how potent something is, because I smoke weed.
Because it's a mix of everything else that's in your body
already.
Yeah,
exactly. This was first thing, dude. I got baked out of my mind, and now that's my vape. If you see me vaping now, I'm vaping my Yo Delta without a doubt. I take it everywhere I go. It's legal in 42 states. It ships right to your door. It's already really affordable. And if you use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that is YoDelta.com, YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS and save 25% off. Have it shipped right to your door. You're all good to go. Okay. Where were we? All right. Listen to me. Brett.
Go. Orgy? What are we doing?
No, I was going to fucking lead it, but I can't have you guys fucking just take over the show.
It's been taken over. I don't know what you want.
Shannon, what time is it?
The Taliban has come and taken over the show.
Yeah, we're the Taliban.
It's 11:45.
Brett, tell me about this orgy.
Christina and I are, we're called Gas Taliban. We're the gas digital equivalent of the Taliban. Okay. And I have adopted your way of pronouncing Taliban. Okay, so I...
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I worked in an orgy. My job was cleanup.
Oh, the worst job.
So, no, but it's actually not that hard.
No, it wasn't.
People come into condoms. It actually was, yeah. It's like, I was basically like barback, cleanup, utility.
They come into condoms?
Yes, you have to wear a condom to have sex in the orgy room. Wow. For the first 2 hours, it starts as just like a normal party.
They can't just jerk off?
I think one of the jobs I had is also just like called vibe police, where you're just like,
you're the vibe
picking
police.
Up the vibrators?
I'm just the vibe police. Yeah. Just
you're
be like,
the
are
police.
There any dudes being weird? Because there are you're certain rules I learned, which is a very good rule.
Right.
Dudes being weird is a good rule for people
How
to be aware.
How do you spot a dude being weird?
Yeah,
what's
the gauge for a dude being weird?
I was told if anyone's very pressing, if anyone's just like trying to involve them, why'd you do
we
this?
You gotta get close to see if someone's being, putting someone under pressure.
I mean,
that's not something you could spot.
You can
I could spot
tell.
It because I'm a woman, but I don't think you could spot
Important
it.
Question. Did you have a flashlight?
I did not have a flashlight.
Because I feel like that's
did you have
the
a flashlight?
Tool.
Damn it. Fuck. Uh-huh. Damn it.
I knew you were
I'm furious I was going to say the same joke as Christina.
Just give yourself an
Fuck!
Image. Give
Sucks.
Yourself a... You're give yourself a...
Check him over here.
Take control of your show.
He's on fire!
Yeah! Lewis, get it back. I think maybe my favorite moment from the night was one of the leaders, the producers of it, is her name's Oksana.
Bayul?
Of course it is.
Of course it's Oksana.
From the Olympics? Oksana Bayul, the only famous Oksana of all time. There's never been another Oksana that anyone's ever mentioned.
I didn't know who that was.
Oksana Bayul?
Oksana Bayul?
I don't know. I'm young. I'm a young comic. I'm Kate.
Figure skater. Same year as Nancy Kerrigan and what's her name? Fuckface.
Before my time. Although I know Kerrigan, of course.
Wimp
Everyone knows
McGee?
That. He was at the orgy. But it was Oksana came up to I was on the roof. There That's her.
Look at those bangs.
Go ahead.
Fucking babe.
Okay. Oksana came up to me. I was on the roof, like moving chairs or whatever. And
because a high pressure situation that you didn't catch.
What?
I just imagine her yelling at you for not understanding like the rules and how to like spot guys putting pressure on women.
It's just
because I can't imagine you spotting that.
It's
what is your rule though? Like you see a guy, what's in you're like, all right, that's too Listen. Far. You got and what do? You kick them out?
I think I think I would be a component of kicking them out because I don't know if I can take every dude, but I would be a component of being like, all right, you got to go.
So, but how, what would you, because you didn't see anybody being weird.
No, people were chill. You have to get into the orgy that you have to have been vetted by a member. And then you also have to, if you're a dude, and this is a very good rule, you have to bring a female partner.
Was it in Brooklyn?
It was in Brooklyn.
Was it at a townhouse?
No, it was at like a warehouse, kind of like an industrial warehouse. Yeah, you have to bring a woman as a dude.
Yeah.
If you're a chick,
good rule.
You can come. You might not come,
yeah,
but you can arrive at the event. But if you're a guy, you got to bring a lady.
Right. So most of the dudes at the very, but some of those dudes are also just fucking. You know, they're all creeps. Look, anybody who's going to an orgy,
I've never met a polyamorous person.
They're all creeps.
That wasn't a complete creep.
Dude, they say weird shit. I talked to a couple, and I was just, because I was talking to a couple, and I was like, they're like, we're poly. And I was like, great. Every conversation I'm plugging, baby.
Yeah.
But I didn't plug at the orgy. But I was talking to him and I was like, do you ever get like weird or jealous? Cause about, and the woman said, no, it brings me joy when I see my boyfriend having sex with another woman. And then the boyfriend said, yeah, it gives me pleasure when I watch my girlfriend getting triple teamed by other men. And I was like,
good man. That,
I was like, triple? I didn't say that. He introduced the triple teaming.
Yeah, so. I mean, I think people that are into that, that's specifically what turns them on. It's not, I don't think that guys are going like, I want to have a threesome so badly that I'm going to deal with my chick getting fucked. Like, that's not really it. I think you are turned on by watching your chick get fucked.
Yeah, but
like I've been in like foursome situations and threesome situations with like a chick and another dude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, that it's not like, I don't know. Like that's sort of like what the thing is. Like it's the idea of you fucking sharing and, but if I was in love, I could never love a chick and then watch her fuck another guy. Never.
Never say never.
Never.
I think it would bring you closer together.
No. Nope. Because
You never get to see your partner, what they look like while they're having sex.
I take videos of it all the time.
Does she know?
Sometimes
not. Oh, nice. It's like, nice omission.
I take videos without their awareness.
Sometimes, you know, yeah. I got a streaming setup in my house. Yeah. Dylan helped me set it up. It's fucking crazy. No, obviously. I never. Never in a million years. If I was in love with a chick, I could not watch another guy fuck her. I would have a real problem with it.
What would you do?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Simple as that. There's no way. I already know myself. I would.
So one guy, no. But what about three?
Probably more than one guy.
Would you be okay with?
Well, I her being double teamed, because that's almost like.
What about it? Why?
Because she's not in love with both of them.
No, it's not even the love. No. It's so depraved.
The tour.
And I'm not saying that it's depraved like by my standards. I'm saying by societal standards.
I get that.
Right?
No,
it's so depraved that it's like fucking like it's not even about like just getting fucked by. You're like, no, she's getting fucking double teamed. She's getting double penetrated. Now I'm not into that, but I think I could disconnect from the idea of another dude, just one dude
it's
connecting
not as
with her.
Personal when it's
yeah,
more
it's not
than
as
personal.
That's maybe that's what it is. Yeah. It's not as personal. It's just sort of like.
Like she might
really
not know
depraved. It's just about getting fucked. It's just like some crazy, like, you know, wild thing. Is anybody else getting hard?
Yeah, I've been hard since we were talking about the dog, baby. So I got a 41-minute erection going.
So you had a fucking you had to clean this up. How much money did this pay you, Brett?
Not a lot. Do you want
to? Did they pay you
for a about 7-hour shift? I got
7 hours.
And by the way, cleanup wasn't that hard because there was never really any loose cum. All the cum was in the trash. so there's never any loose cum, which is a great thing. I'm very pro cum being exclusive in the condoms.
Yeah, especially when it's your job to clean it up.
Yeah. And just break down the party. You know, move the mattresses.
Ooh. 7 hours.
Yes, 7 hours. The orgy isn't for 7 hours. People are hanging for about three, and then there's various
it's like a school
fucking
dance.
And the what's called the playroom, which is the room with all the mattresses.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny because they can only fit a certain amount of people, like 30 people. So then what happens is there's like a line to get into the playroom. It's just like you gotta like that just like takes the like mood out of it. Like you want to go, and then
waiting.
You just have to. Be in line like you're at Disney, and it made me wonder if there's gonna be like, you know, like there's like a fast pass lane they allow for.
Did you get a boner?
People. I did not get a boner.
Why?
Because I wasn't that turned on. I wasn't trying to
it's not really an answer to why you didn't get a boner. It's like I wasn't trying to. Like,
that's
yes.
how. Yeah, that's how.
That's the description of not having.
I know
a boner.
That part.
When men get erect, they are turned on.
Is it really, Mister? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I see that turned me on. But
like that.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Christina. But
oh please, don't give a face like girls don't do that.
Do what?
What?
The baby voice.
Oh yeah, but I that wasn't. If I'm gonna do the baby voice, that's not how I'm gonna do it.
That's how
that's
a
like
bunch
a,
of
that's
girls
like do a it. Kid just with strep throat voice.
Do it for us.
I got a frog in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Lewis, put pressure on her. Put pressure on her.
She does have a little bit of like a scraggly thing. I never noticed it before, just until now when you tried to do a baby voice. And I realized that you couldn't do a baby voice.
Yeah, well.
Okay, try.
Nope.
Try to do baby voice. Just say something like a baby voice.
Say
like,
vibe
put,
check. No. This is
put
vibe
your dick
check.
In my ass.
I would,
like
I would not like to do that.
Vibe police. Vibe police. Vibe.
Oh, you gotta, wow. You are good at this. You picked up on my discomfort.
Don't vibe police me. Oh, she should have come on the goddamn show. She knows my vibe.
You got to go, buddy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is her problem.
Chief, I'm sorry, bro.
Ooh.
You get a real punch in the face.
You chiefed me?
Just chiefed him.
Not now, chief.
I would come on the floor and be like, clean it up.
Yeah, I would look you in the you look in the eye.
I would take the
condom off
and I would empty it out onto your shoe. There you go.
Yeah, the moment on the roof with Oksana. So she, there's
Did you tell me how much you got paid?
About a 7-hour shift, $150. I wasn't working the entire time. You can kind of mill and chat with some people. And then I did do another shift, which
but
is
why would you want to?
Life experience. Was anybody
hot?
Was interesting.
Was anybody hot? Or was
you know what? It's surprisingly attractive.
New York orgies
people.
Are hot.
Yeah,
people
like hot. Because it's New York. There's surprisingly attractive people, and I think I learned this from talking with my friend who also works it. Which the deal? I think I wanted to mention. You can either work it and get paid, or you can work it and you get a free ticket. And I was like, show me the money because I need the money, and also I don't need. Community pussy. I'm not into that. But also, I have a lady who I'm seeing who's great. In any case,
wow, you really threw that in there. What
is,
a lucky
she
dame.
She is awesome. She's great. your question was,
I'm not gonna fuck them. I'm broke and I hate whores and I'm in love.
Yeah, I got this bitch I love.
All right. We got to move on. I don't know exactly what's going
we
on.
We can
with
move
this
on.
Story.
Sorry.
It's fucking. It's
yeah,
a, it's
we're
a
just
lot.
Telling details about it.
It's a lot. There's a lot going on here. I don't know why you would do this with your life, Brett. I feel like you don't need to be working orgies for $150.
Total of
7 hours for $150 is oof.
Total of about $270 for about like 12 hours of work, 10 hours.
It seems like a lot.
It's a lot.
Did you have to actually physically pick up condoms?
No.
What'd you do? How'd you pick them up? Do you have like those things that they have for like?
They were all in the trash.
Like a dinosaur on the end of the
you
stick.
If you don't put your condom in the trash, I think we're like, that's like
you're
major points
out.
Off.
That's
why
a technical foul.
That's a yellow card.
Yeah. After I came, kick me out. I'd fling it right in your face. Like, okay, kick me out all day.
Well, after you come, you're weaker, you're more relaxed, you're not as fast on the jump. I could maybe take Lewis post-cum.
No, I think post-cum. I mean...
You've lost your
I'm talking about like
male drive.
Within the first 5 seconds of me coming. Yes, I think that's...
I have a five-second window.
You have a five-second window where...
Poke him in between the clavicles.
Right when I come, I go... Ugh.
And I just chop the throat.
I'm out of breath. I start to... When I come, I start to sweat immediately, profusely. I wouldn't be having... this really happens every
time. Really?
Every time.
So gross.
Every time.
Sweating a little right now.
I can confirm all these details.
Ew.
So I don't... it's not like I'm sweating all over the place while I'm having sex. It's like I come, and then as soon as I come, it starts to trickle down my head, and then I have to roll
it's
off
like
of her.
It's like his head sees what his dick did, and then that's what we're doing?
I can do it, too.
Shit. No, then the nervousness sits in. I was like, oh, shit, I got to get out of here. No, I roll off her because I don't want to sweat onto her. I feel bad sweating onto a chick. And then I grab a towel, wrap it around my neck like I was at the gym, and that's that.
High five her, get the fuck out of there.
Hell yeah.
Do you want an invite? You want
to?
No.
No? No, I got a girlfriend. I'm fine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Zach, same invite. Christina, you're welcome.
Also, I just wouldn't, if I was gonna do an orgy, I would host my own real ass orgy, and it would be fucking way better.
Mm. There you go. You're launching a crypto, you're launching an orgy. I mean,
you pull girls' names out of a bucket.
Yeah. Pull girls out of a bucket. Yeah, anyway. The real ass orgy would be dope. Maybe that's what we should do. We should do our own orgy, Shannon.
You wouldn't get girls there.
Christina,
this would be a bunch of dudes with their dick in their hands.
Awesome. Christina, I promise
waiting.
You.
It just
I
turns
promise
into
you.
And it'd be like if a woman shows up, it's like you're walking to an alligator pit.
You couldn't pay Shannon.
All the alligators are wearing hoodies.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, I could 100%
and they're nodding their
girls.
Head, like,
I could 100% get girls to my orgy if I wanted to. I could have an orgy of all women if I wanted to. You out of your mind? Do you have any idea?
Prove it.
Okay.
He's going to pull up his DMs.
Fine, guys. Let's have an orgy.
Right now. All right. Here we go.
Are we? I mean, you know, we have plenty of female fans, and most of the female fans that we have are absolute whore bags. So to think that I couldn't pull an orgy with a bunch of chicks, I'm not saying they're hot. You know, they're probably a little dumpy, little dumpos, but it's okay. We'll get a few cuties will be in there. I mean children dancers. A few cuties will be in there. No, and if you go to Skankfest, and you will be November 5th or 7th. Also, by the way, the extra 100 tickets that we released, they sold out in like 20 fucking minutes altogether. So shout out to everyone who got those last few Skankfest passes. But Skankfest the past few years, the ratio of men to women has been surprisingly better. Like, it used to be 99% men, and now it's 88% men.
Hell yeah, dude.
But a lot of the chicks at Skankfest are hot. There's a few fucking smoke shows.
That's great. So, yeah.
You'll see. You'll see.
Let's get that number. Get that ratio.
What are you rolling your eyes for, Christina? These are hot bitches.
It's just the way you say things.
You don't
creep me
know.
Out. Oh, no. Our Crit and Ice fans are hot bitches. Like, whew.
I bet,
like,
you guys have hot, whew. Hot. Yeah.
Oh.
No. Legion of Skanks females are way hotter than guys we fuck females.
Oh, I will.
Boring fucking
bet you
bitches.
On that.
He had to pull in his bigger podcast.
Boring Pinterest bitches.
Boring.
That's who that
these
fan
bitches
base
will
is.
Twirl on you. No.
Our fan bases are fucking pigs. They will suck your cock in a parking lot. You have no idea what you're dealing with here. Your fan base is all fucking...
I mean, ours too, but they're also like getting their bachelor's
fuck
degree.
Fuck both
like,
of you. Brett born. Coyne has the hottest female fans. It's mostly my mom, and but I still stand by it.
Oh, shit. All right. Let's see. There was more stuff. Shannon, oh wait, you had a great idea here. What is this new app, Shannon?
Okay, so it's by the MyHeritage app, which is one where you can go on to trace your family tree and all of that stuff. Why do you hate this, Christina?
I've had a bad experience with DNA stuff.
Oh, it's not DNA. Oh,
okay.
It's just like you put
couldn't
in
get
genes.
Out of your shirt.
Yeah, no. Caught on my dad's not my dad.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Your dad's not your dad?
Not my biological father.
And you found that out through
23andMe.
Oh my God, that's an intense. You're like, am I gonna be?
That
a
is so
bit
much
Polish?
Better than both stories that Brett brought to the show today.
I know.
Brett brought to the show
that,
today.
Well, that's better than both. That's better than I don't care. That's an amazingly interesting thing.
That's thank crazy. You. When did you find this out?
2 years ago.
Whoa. I'm so wow.
I have like 19 half siblings. I do a bit about it. Yeah. Every month I get an email from 23andMe, like all these new DNA relatives.
I'm not even pretending to be interested in what you're saying this time. I really mean this.
It's an
interesting
thing.
So intriguing.
Yeah.
You found and so your mother.
My mom was adopted. So that's why I got the thing. Because I was like, oh, let's find out. And then I found out we were Jewish, and I was like, oh, we're Jewish. And she's like, oh, okay. And then a woman.
Oh, so you just found out you're Jewish?
2 years ago, yeah.
Oh, and you used it on today's show?
Of course I did.
It's not like you grew up being a Jew.
No.
You just happened to be a Jew.
Yeah, thank you. I am.
No,
thank
that's like
you.
Me.
Ashkenazi.
That's like me using being African. I cannot just use being African.
But you do.
I don't. I don't say I'm African. I've never been like, oh, I'm African, guys. This is a plight of my people, the Africans. It's crazy. Anyway,
well, yeah, you play. Yeah. And then I had a woman message me saying that she's my half sibling. And then I called my mom and she was like, ugh, about that.
About that.
We had a sperm donor.
Oh, it's a sperm donor type situation.
Oh, your mother wasn't a whore?
Nope.
Oh, this is way less interesting. I thought your mom was fucking around.
That's still fascinating.
No, sperm
donor.
Who did you
think was your father for all those years?
The dad who raised me.
Really?
Yeah.
And you like have a good relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a good man.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Why didn't they tell you? Did you ever ask them?
Yeah, he didn't want me to know. He agreed to do it only on the basis of the kid never finds out. They didn't know if I was a boy or a girl when they decided to do it.
The sperm.
My
donor.
No. Dad. My dad was like, I will do this, but only if we don't tell her.
I will.
Which I get. She didn't want me to think of him any differently.
I don't think you wouldn't have at the time. I almost
but
feel like
don't know that.
I think seventh birthday should
have. Did
you
have any other kids?
You
do you have an older brother?
I have an older brother.
See, that's the only thing that's weird to me because
he's a full one though.
He had another kid already though, so I would have almost been like, if it's your first kid, I get it. Because I remember when me and Beatrice moved out. Okay, when I moved out of the place that me and Beatrice were living, and she was taking her roommate, and she moved in. male friend of hers, a guy that she'd been friends with since college. And it really bothered me. I was like, I don't want another guy influencing my toddler, the way we walk, the way we talk. They mimic everything. And I was like, another guy's going to be spending technically more time with him than I'm spending with him because he's living in that house. And it really, really fucked me up. And it really bothered me. And it was a big point of contention in our relationship. Now, years later, after the fact, it was stupid. It was
You were young.
Like, yeah, I didn't know. It was my first kid. I had no idea how it was going to be. And my son doesn't look at me any differently. He doesn't walk like that guy, talk like that.
But
it was just a guy that...
your Papa Bear instincts were ignited.
Yes. So that was almost... if it was his first kid, I would have understood that thought process. But because it was his second kid, I would have almost been like, he probably went through those, like... I mean, I get it. I'm not, and there's no judgment. Like, I understand why, but I probably would have just told you. I feel like it would have been easier for a child to digest and sort of accept and understand than for
finding out the way
37 year old.
Oh, I got a bunch of people. 33, thank you.
I'm kidding.
33, thank you.
Actually, it's funny. I thought you were younger, and I was saying it just to be mean. So you win again.
I don't care. Thank you. I always win. No, it was a weird. I get why he didn't want me to know. He's not an emotional guy. He's like, just don't tell the kid, then I'll be fine.
Yeah. Look, we're comedians, so we wear our hearts on our sleeves to a certain degree as well.
Yeah.
So I think I can't wrap my mind around, like, you know, that. But that is fucking crazy and a very interesting story.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Shannon. 19 half. So that guy was just a sperm fucking machine.
The woman who messaged me was actually raised by him. He did have two kids of his own, or one or two.
And then he couldn't just stop coming in cups?
Well, he's a doctor. He was a doctor. He passed away.
So he wasn't hard for cash.
Dr. Pussy.
Well, in medical school, like, a lot of dudes would donate their sperm. And lot of sperm, people who wanted sperm would go, I want it from a doctor.
So you got...
I thought it was the doctor who was putting his sperm...
Not
there
that
There was
guy.
A story.
There was that, yeah.
Of a doctor when people like, I need sperm. They're like, I'll get you somebody good.
Sure. I know a guy.
It comes out 5 minutes later. I got it. It's warm.
It's hair in it.
So
you got
Shannon,
good cum.
Yeah.
Shannon, talk to me.
Okay. So on this app where you're just trying to find your family tree, but they have a new feature... that's called deep nostalgia, and they use deep fake technology to quote unquote bring passed on family members back to life.
So weird.
So people, you know, it's a little controversial. Some people find it very touching, other people find it creepy.
Yeah,
so
I
fucking
mean,
weird. I just want a hologram of Michael Jackson to tell me he was my dad.
Yeah. So but I don't understand, why would people be upset about it?
They're not upset about it. It's just people have varying views on it.
Would you want to talk to your a deep fake version? So it's not like it actually is real.
You're not talking to it. It's just animated. So you can just kind of like see, like, let's say it's somebody that you've never met and they've passed on. Just so you can kind of see them move around, and it's touching for some people.
Okay. Do we have any examples of this, Shannon?
I do, actually. Hold on one moment. You can share the screen. So here's one.
That's my mother.
This is your mother.
Shannon.
And here she is.
This is...
Wait, really?
Oh, that is fucking weird.
No, I don't like...
Wait,
this
is that really
like
your
a
mom?
Disney
that is
animatron.
My mom. That is fucking...
Oh my God, that's... Oh, I feel like
that
your
actually,
spirit is staring at
that
us.
That actually is your mom?
Oh, I don't like
that's
it.
My mother.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't being
no,
funny.
No, that's
oh,
my mom.
Okay, I thought
so
you
God, that's a picture
around.
Of my mom that my sister sent to Shannon. That is fucking... Shannon, so you... Shannon, she's like, are you going to be okay with seeing your dead parents on the show?
I didn't know.
Because she's a good person.
Because
she thought that it might actually kind of get me emotionally.
He might have feelings.
I will say, it didn't not...
It did. I just... We heard it. We all heard it.
It didn't like get me emotional,
that's
but it was like,
mommy.
Oh shit, that was weirder than I thought it was going to be. I will say that.
Okay, I have one more.
You going to cry?
It's my father?
Yep, there's your dad.
Oh, that's weird.
Whoa, cool.
The
it's
deep
so
fake,
you, Lewis.
The deep fake
oh
is
God.
Him hitting a woman.
That is fucking bizarre.
How does that make you, yeah. Let's talk about it.
It looks like me. It's fucking bizarre. That is weirder than I thought
hair,
it was going to be.
A lot more.
Much weirder than I thought it was going to be. Now I want to deep fake everybody. This is the greatest technology ever. Can we deep fake Chris Benoit's family?
So you just give them
please?
A photo?
Yeah, so you upload the picture, and they actually have amazing enhancing software because that picture of Lewis's dad was really blurry. It was not good quality.
Oh,
and so it enhanced it, and then it animated.
That
it
was fucking
wow.
bizarre.
It's bizarre if you knew the person and they passed away and you haven't seen them in a while. That's gonna be freaky.
That is bizarre, dude. Like that was like because honestly, I don't remember my father.
So you don't have any videos of him.
I don't have anything. Like,
wow.
like my mom.
That's the most
like,
movement you've ever
well,
seen.
Well, here's
from
what's
your
here's
dad.
What's fucked up. Like my mom was so good. That it made me go like, fuck, I felt like I was looking at my dad for the first time.
Whoa.
Because the mom was so realistic. I was like, shit. So, and I couldn't really visualize what my dad looked like.
Wow.
That is fucking weird.
Wow.
That is very, very weird.
He looks like you.
But that, for anybody to have any, like, no, they can't have a problem with that. That's just cool. That's just cool technology.
Not problem.
Can we do it with Steve Jobs?
It's weird, but.
Can we do it with Steve Jobs, please?
But we already have video of Steve Jobs.
Shut up. Shut your face. I miss him.
You're so emotional, Lewis.
Yeah.
What if he cried only for Steve Jobs? His mom and dad felt nothing.
Steve Jobs was a
Stevie J.
Funnel.
That is fucking wild, dude. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess like.
What are people aren't up in arms? Are people up in arms, or are they just like it's kind of creepy? Because I can
some
understand
people don't
want
to see their dead parent.
Yeah, it was just in the article. They were just some people on TikTok were sharing videos and they're like crying, like they're showing their reactions to it, and then other people are just like, "This is weird."
I hate that shit. By the way,
Jerkstore Jay says his dad is Bruno Mars. Very good.
I hate the people film themselves crying. I really don't like that. I think
why
it's very performative, and if it's a private moment, let it be a private moment. Mm. But it's like we all know what social media is, so why are you looking for clout? Or
I've never been wildly upset to the point like where I'm crying or like that, and I'm like, let me grab my phone.
Yeah,
right. That's not the first thing I think of.
It's so fucking phony.
Selfie
I'm
just video. Like,
Well, you see the one chick who got into the car accident with her sister, and her sister's head was like exploded, like next to her in the car, and she like started social media. She was like,
what? What?
Yeah, really? Dude, it was bizarre.
What?
It was a few years ago. We talked about it on the show.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Can we get a deep fake
here's,
video?
Here's Steve Jobs.
Oh, let's see Steve.
Let me just watch a video of Steve Jobs.
Oh, Steve, oh, he's here.
I'm just like, let me watch one of his let me watch one of his PowerPoints. That's it.
Oh, it's so emotional. I miss him every day.
What a waste of that technology.
Oh, everyone get your iPhones.
Can we get Dalton's friend, a picture of Dalton's friend and send this to him, please?
Can we just do one of Lewis?
Just see if it looks like me?
Yeah,
let's just we'll see how realistic it is.
Let's see how realistic. Let's do a side-by-side of your mug and their mug.
I like it. It's very good.
Thank you. See, you backed me into a corner.
And now you're performing at your best. Back. Now you're performing at your best. Because you're backed into a corner and you're less comfortable, you're being less fucking...
Remember those videos where they'll put your head on an elf, on a dancing elf? What if they did that with your mom and your dad and made him kiss?
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Then you could see what it feels like to have a family.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
How about
we do it with your mom and your fucking doctor dad?
He's passed away.
Well, guess what?
Guess
what? Here we go.
Technology to bring him back.
Here we go. Here's Dr. fucking Hutchinson over here.
Deep fake Lewis.
That is wild.
Oh, man.
All right, so you know what? Fuck it. Shannon, let's go to Does It Live?
Does it live or does it die?
An alligator attacks its handler. Have you seen this video?
I did see it this morning.
So say nothing. So, I know. Well, Christina has not seen it. All right,
no,
so Christina's the only one that's going to be able to guess then. She's the only one playing. Does it live or does it die? We'll show her the beginning of the video.
Okay, so this is just in a zoo. The handler is presenting alligator to kids.
Maybe I haven't seen this video. I've seen a different alligator attacking someone video.
It's a woman?
Yeah, it's a woman handler.
No.
Look how hungry this fucking alligator
He's
is.
He's looking for a titty.
Look. Let go. Let go.
Oh, that's
Let go. Look. Watch.
We got trouble in here.
Dies.
Christina just said, dies.
Yeah, it's Chilka. She's about to die.
So you say she dies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want her to.
What do you say, Brett? Have you seen this video, Brett?
So I've seen a different angle of that video. I didn't see the start of it. So
I saw an angle without the children.
Happy birthday, Austin.
I don't know the ending of it. I you said dies?
Yeah.
Do you just show deaths on this show?
Yes, very
Probably.
Often.
Yeah. It's
very often.
Okay. You know, I'm rooting for her to live.
You're rooting for her
I mean,
to
I'm...
live. We all rooted
Christina
for her.
Christina wants her to die.
I don't want her to
Christina's rooting for death.
All right,
one less bitch in this world.
Continue the video.
All right, so I'm gonna kind of it lasts a while, so I'm gonna kind of click through a little bit.
Oh, she looks like she's got it.
This fucking dude.
Yeah,
by the way,
like she's got it.
This is just a dude, but he's only dressed like he works on an airplane tarmac.
Like,
he's not an official dude.
Can you imagine? Like, he got up hungover that day.
Also,
I gotta be field trip dad. What does that entail?
Wow.
So they stay here for a while. I'm going
to
skip
They don't have like a, hey, let's inject them with something to make them go to sleep. You know?
Right?
That'd be,
or a knife.
That'd be logical. You know, have it handy.
That's what happened to my mother.
A wild animal does something a wild animal would do.
How strong are their jaws? You can't.
Yeah, the focus in this video is really.
Dude, let me explain to you how this guy wrestles this alligator off this bitch that he doesn't know.
He wants that puss.
This guy is a fucking true hero.
Guy is a badass.
I would watch this alligator roll her over and over again and eat her. Without even question, there's not even a debate. I would even get a finger chop.
You would live it. You would go live.
Oh, 100%, dude. It would be a real ass podcast segment. Does it live or does it die? We're doing it right here.
No, you'd be accessory to murder.
No, I wouldn't. You don't have to put yourself at risk. I don't have to jump in an alligator pit with this woman.
True. You didn't call for help, though.
I did to all of my go mites.
Right. Okay,
and a lot of.
And they couldn't make it in time.
A lot of cute females in that stream.
I don't know.
A lot of cute females in that stream. In fact, you're attacking the females of the fucking Real Ass Podcast.
No.
You don't want that heat, Christina. Mm-hmm. They're hot.
No.
At least two
They're
of them
great.
Are hotter than you. At least two.
I'm sure they are.
Right? Maybe one.
So I have the injuries.
Christina's pretty hot. She's annoying, but she's hot.
I'm giving you
bitch.
A fist bump if you want it. It's here to take.
Do you want to see her hand afterwards?
Yeah, let's see her hand afterwards.
So here's that's one shot.
Let me see. Ooh.
All things considered.
Honestly, that's not bad.
It said she had a few broken bones and some torn tendons.
Good for her.
But she's okay.
She remained cool, calm. No.
Britney Spears. Hanging out.
All
right. Whoa. What were you guys looking at in the booth?
Yeah.
Fucking Natalie's. We found Natalie's search history.
We're doing the boring shit, Shannon. What the fuck?
Dad loses control for 3 days after her titties out.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, fucking somebody loses their conservatorship. And
is that
fucking,
what happened?
Yeah, she's got her titties out.
She started just taking nudies and spitting them out for no reason?
Hey, can you imagine that was her job? Her dad's job? Hey, could you just
put
not...
Put your titties away, Brett.
Could you put your titties away?
But is that actually what happened?
No,
are these new photos?
She's posting the photos because people are accusing her of getting a boob job. And so she's trying to prove them wrong.
That's not.
I bet you got a pussy job, too. Did she get an asshole job? Brittany. I think you got an asshole
that's
job.
That's not a real clit. Come on. That's hilarious.
So, yeah.
Is she fucking? I didn't really follow Britney Spears thing. She's actually crazy, right? Like,
she's mentally ill and no one did anything about it. They just like egged it on.
She became mentally ill probably from the
fame
and everything that can't be good for human psychology. With that said, I might be pro conservative shit.
Let me say
I might
this.
Be. I
for
don't
her,
know. I might be.
Well, if you're actually a danger to yourself and you're gonna go and just fucking,
it's not real.
Stop explaining your jokes to Christina. She'll be okay. She'll be okay.
You know what? I'm going to take it back. Not a joke. Pro-conservative
shit. There you go.
Unironically. Unabashedly.
No, I mean, look, if you're going to... I don't know the deal with her, but it's like if she's actually going to have... Because you understand, other people will take advantage of you, right? So if you're a fucking crazy person and you don't know what to do with yourself, you're going to have a bunch of fucking leeches that don't actually really give a fuck about you that are trying to... And they will steal your money and they will fuck you. I don't know the deal with her father, but if her father actually really gave a fuck about her and really cared about her and was just looking to make sure that she wasn't just giving her money away or spending it like a retarded
person.
Not the
case, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Nice. I don't know. Maybe he was a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
She was like, she like couldn't do shit. Like,
right.
It wasn't just
she
like
she couldn't
he was
take her IUD out.
Yeah, that's wild.
She couldn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, those things aren't mutually exclusive. Her dad's a bad guy, and she's hitting herself in the head with a mallet going, cuckoo, cuckoo.
So she posted the same thing.
Birds flying around her head.
She still can't leave her property.
It's obviously fucked up.
Did she just post the same photo over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh, she's bonkers.
It's the same picture four times with different filters.
I love her. She rules. Dude, realest chick of the week right there.
You know those little like photo tag? It's like her daughter is the one who took the photo.
Justin Silver's here. Yeah. Justin, are you coming in?
What's up? Is that Britney Spears?
That's Britney Spears' titties.
She looks fucking great.
She does.
Hi.
Be careful you don't spill that Red Bull.
What's up, Justin? We're finding out a lot about everyone today. Everyone's...
Hi, everybody.
It's been a little bit of a strange show, but it's been a fun one.
I've enjoyed
so
that.
So far. Yeah, Christina, she questions... her association with me every time she walks in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Why?
Wouldn't you?
know. Your association with Lewis?
Yeah.
He's a precarious human being.
Precarious is the word for it.
I am precarious. Thank you, Justin.
Shamus. Hi, guys.
Pull up the definition of precarious.
Yeah.
I think that's a thank you.
We'll wait to see if you just got insulted or complimented. Let's see.
Precarious before carious.
likely to fall.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Likely
bugaboo.
To
like here, like this can is placed on here precariously.
I am not precarious.
Yes, there's an element of danger.
No, I'm not.
An element of danger if something bad can happen.
I'm dangerous.
You're likely
okay.
to fail at any minute.
Hanging out with you is a precarious endeavor.
Yeah.
That's forgotten.
Is that a way to say it?
That's better. Fine. I don't like that.
He's
though.
Like, pull up the definition of endeavor. Is this fight music?
Don't fuck with me.
Is that? I didn't know. I didn't know if he was gonna leak out of the table at me.
It's a dangerous thing, dude. I'm precarious. Any given moment, I can fucking.
You're right.
Now you're owning it. I like.
Spell it.
Dude, I'm in your head.
Spell it,
bro.
He can definitely spell it.
Spell it.
I believe in Lewis.
I couldn't fucking spell that.
You've seen this before, Zach. Is this bad? Do I have bad news for me?
Hold on.
He can spell it. I can tell you.
Does he live or does he die? Brett, this section.
Precarious. Is it her or precarious?
Shit, don't look at that. See, look at the screen.
Don't look at the screen.
Let me think. Precarious.
P-R-E-C.
He's on his own for
this. Shut the fuck up.
I'm his trainer.
P-R-E-C. P-R-E-C, precarious. A-R-I-O-U-S.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct.
Christina, how stupid do you feel now?
Oh, not stupid at all.
You should.
Oh, well,
you
I
should.
Don't.
Well.
Because I'm stupid. I don't even know I should feel it.
Well.
I mean, I can't spell for shit. Good for you.
Yeah, I'm a decent speller. That was actually one of my strong suits.
And a good typer.
Really? I'm a really good typer.
Yeah. Like,
good typer.
Yeah, like a really
like
good typer.
You communicate via written typed word.
Yeah.
Like on the keypad. Very good.
Yeah. I'm very fast.
What's your words per minute?
I don't know. Probably maybe 70, 80. Who knows?
You do like this?
No.
I do like that.
No. Christina. Okay. I'm fucking dope. ASDF, JKL, sent me.
Okay.
There's a thing with Christina today. She's coming at me nonstop. I don't know what's going on today. I don't know what happened here.
Chill.
Are you being toxically man?
I don't know what's happening. She's usually more playful today. You know what it is? I said that I would finger bang some fucking Afghani mayor, and that like set her off into a whole fucking feministy tizzy.
Oh okay? No, I did not expect you to say anything good about her.
I don't know anything about her. I did say something good about her. I said I'd finger bang her. That's a compliment
in
my culture.
If you're her, it's not a compliment.
You see, you're racist because you know nothing about Puerto Rican culture.
Wait,
you're absolutely right.
An Afghanistani?
An Afghani.
But they don't have clits. Now she hates me. Fuck.
You still finger them. They still have pleasure sensors inside of the vagina, Justin.
It's not just
clit. Clit is like the fucking the dick tip, right?
Yeah.
You still feel pleasure in your balls and your shaft.
And your shaft.
Right?
Yeah. Especially right now. You're looking good, Lewis.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what we need. We need some more dude energy. You fucking pussy, Brett. If you were a dude, we could have been fucking dominating this whole show the whole time.
I'm having a good time.
Talk about the nerve endings inside of the vagina, even if the clit is amputated.
I'm not taking the bait, Lewis.
They do it with shells.
No, they don't.
In Africa, they do it with shells. I watched a documentary on it. I'm not pro.
They do it with shells?
I watched this
You have to clarify. They're just not pro to Christina.
I'm not pro. No, they do it like shells.
Didn't think you were.
They were showing, they were showing, I can't remember what the documentary was, but it was like the taboo or something like that, but it was like, they were showing like how they do with like sharpened shells.
Can we see
like,
the scene from this documentary?
Shells.
And I don't know if that's now. Maybe now they like have metal there.
Like seashells?
Like
shells?
As opposed to what?
Rock?
What shells were you thinking of?
I don't know. I'm just like, still confused.
Yeah.
Shell.
Yeah, like shells. Like a shell. Like a sharpened rock or a seashell. Like think of like a spear.
Yeah, the same thing they would do. They would use to make a fucking, like an arrowhead or a spear.
Or give you like a tattoo thing there.
Hell
or,
yeah.
Or what else do they use?
Somebody hit me up saying
you guys are good at talking.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That's what they do. That's what those people do. Sorry.
I like it, Justin. This is a very interesting topic. Thank you for bringing it to the table.
Well, you're welcome.
Can we see how clits are not amputated? What is it called? Female circumcision?
Say no.
We don't want to see the video of it. We just want to see the process.
What?
Bring up the medical journal.
Have you ever seen that show, How It's Made?
Yeah, go to
How It's Cut Off.
That's the best,
on,
dude.
On PBS. Oh. Well, it's going to be, yeah.
Guitars, mattresses.
Clits. Ah, shit. First of all, you know, don't have me cut off a woman's clit.
Again.
It's going to take me all day. Take me all day to find that thing. Good luck.
Just ends up chopping off her whole lower body. You're like, I'm just going to, I got it.
Cut binoculars.
Yeah.
she wants me, actually. To be honest with you, like, I'm never finding it. It's just.
You put on,
you know, if it's a sketch with a Muslim magician and it's a girl in a box and he puts the swords in and he cuts her clit off, would be so funny.
Ah, shit. It's too far, Christina.
Oh, go on. Yeah.
Christina's tough as shit.
Yeah, she's fucking. She's getting. She's
been through a lot.
She's so wild today. I don't know what's going on with you.
What? This has been wild.
But she's sassy. Wild. She's. It's my favorite.
She's got. She's funny. She's got a great sense of humor. But whatever. This whole clit like circumcision thing is something that's not sitting well with her. Huh. That can't be your line. Clit circumcision. That's crazy. It's not even that hard.
Not when you cut it off.
Yeah.
You got to get it hard first. That's the most fucked up part is you got to turn it on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't get a good snip.
You just get the tip.
Oh, come on, Christina. It's all right.
I'm fine.
You know it's good. Can we see a female circumcision? Not like an actual video of one, but maybe an animation.
Okay. Who would do that?
Schoolhouse Rocks.
Dude, how great would that be?
Schoolhouse Rocks. Who would do that?
It was a segment on Animaniacs.
Schoolhouse throws rocks at Israelis.
But the one, to be fair, the one I'm thinking about is good. Like, it was a documentary about, like, it's like, it was more historical. So I don't think now, I'm sure now
you, like,
they...
like, sitting down, you're like, what do I want to watch today?
No, it was one of these documentaries, like, Taboo or something like that. But it was like, you know, it was not highlighting it, like, hey, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, here's an option. Right. But it was like, you know what I mean? It was like going, it was like showing the history of something and that happened to be in it. So to be fair, it was like...
Do you guys know that aliens are real?
Let's see. Thank you for the animation.
Holy shit.
Wait, what the f- this
it's
is
titled Female Genital Mutilation. Let's see what happens.
Is that the, oh, is that no. a is that a little clit?
This is a little girl.
She's a little clit.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, let me see. This is the
Oh god.
There's no way someone
this two is, sisters.
Looks like an antidepressant
Amina
commercial.
Are like playing that. Near their village.
Oh my god.
Oh, my pussy hurts. My clit is too big.
Are you sad? Yes. I can't play right now, Desta. I want you to know the truth. I want you to know everything.
I am clitless.
Amina starts to tell her younger sister, Desta, about what happened to her and other girls when they were Desta's age.
Oh, this is bad.
The World Health Organization defines female genital mutilation as all procedures that involve partial or total removal of the external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons.
This happened to every girl.
More than two.
After they do this, Porky Pig pops to the screen and goes, "That's all."
What the fuck? What the hell? There's a few in America.
Wait, what?
We're not perfect.
Oh shit!
Holy shit!
Yeah, that's what's shocking me.
England?
I mean, what the?
One of them looks like it's in Jersey. Look at that map.
What is Justin Silver's house?
Yeah,
what the fuck?
You have no idea where New Jersey is.
South Dakota.
Well, it's a big
South Carolina.
I thought that might be Utah.
What is this an illustration of, though?
This is all the places that they do it, Lois.
They currently do it? Or?
That's what it seems a version like.
Since cartoons were made available.
Yeah, but no, they don't currently do this in the United States. Maybe it's been done or there's been a case reported of it, but that's not an accurate... There's not three places in the U.S. where female mutilation is legal.
How do you know?
Impossible.
It's not legal,
I would move there.
But shit can just happen.
We're the Gas Digital Studio Empire. What are you talking about?
What
obviously.
Do you think the G in gas stands for? Genital mutilation.
Oh, I was like, good.
Thank you.
I was...
More than 200 million girls and women have undergone some form of FGM. If current trends continue, the number of girls and women subjected to FGM will increase significantly over the next 15 years.
You can't hear this?
Just to be clear, that's a lot. 200 million?
Yes.
With what, 4 billion women on
Earth?
FGM is prevalent
right?
mostly in Africa,
here,
and a few countries in Arab states, maybe. Asia, and Latin America. In countries such as Guinea, Mali, and Somalia,
9 out of 10 girls and women have been subjected to this.
Shut the fuck. 9 out of 10?
Yeah, but when you find that one.
Dude, that one girl's so horny.
That one girl's exhausted.
Oh my God, dude.
Girls and women, and a manifestation of the deep-rooted gender inequality. FGM has short and long-term consequences in the lives of girls and women, such as psychological trauma, painful menstruation.
Oh my God. Fucking relax, you fucking pussies. Christ almighty. Listening to Christina and Brett.
It's heartbreaking. We know. It's heartbreaking.
We know it.
Shut up.
We know it.
You're not. You fucking, we get it.
Relax.
It exists. You fucking, both of you guys are.
Relax. We're still having fun. Relax.
You don't have hearts.
We're relaxed. We're
your
still having
cold,
fun.
That's
I can.
Fine.
I'm
that's
not
why
going.
We have a reaction.
I'm not going. Turn it off. How dare you show this?
I just want to see if this is now the American ones.
They're not. It's not. It was never. It's not legal. I'm saying that whatever that illustration was didn't make any sense.
I think they're going to continue to define.
I don't believe anything from the. Here's my angle. I don't believe anything from this video because what I saw there when they showed that map with the three little places in America, I was like, what is that? There's no
case closed.
Exactly. So I don't. I believe that 9 out of 10 girls in Somalia have their clits.
These girls are lying.
Ooh, hot take. Hot take.
these girls are lying.
I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just saying. Who
they
knows?
For it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Painful intercourse.
Infertility. Recurring urinary tract infections.
Sorry,
girls
my life.
And women who have undergone FGM experience more complications during childbirth. FGM
right,
also increases.
It. All right. I got it. Well, it's not as funny of a cartoon as I wanted it to be.
It's not.
It needs
yeah.
good sound effects.
We really needed better like boop, 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 boop,
drops.
Boop. We need you on the board, yeah.
Honestly, I could have made it better.
I think you could have made
Can
it
we
better.
Produce our own female genitalia mutilation cartoon?
4 out of 5 women suffer
it's
from
anti. It.
Gessel, snake.
Christina, it's anti.
Wow.
Sure.
513,000 girls and women in the U.S. were victims of FGM or at risk. 500, what the fuck? Half a million?
Wait, or at risk. That's, but once again, you look at these facts and figures. I don't mean to be the fucking.
Or at risk.
I hate to keep on playing the fucking devil's advocate.
No, but it is a fair point. It's like, what does at risk mean? Like, what is that
we're
at risk
all
mean?
At risk.
Means your dad's an asshole. Like, you know, I get it.
That means nothing. That fact from that sentence, yeah. 513,000. Have had female genital mutilation.
Or their dad drives an Uber.
Or are at risk. That could mean none of them got female genital mutilation.
That could technically mean that, Lewis.
Christina?
You really put
rebut?
Those facts together.
Christina,
and,
rebut,
and,
please?
No. I think you're absolutely correct.
Aren't we at a pursuit of truth? In this
for
country.
Always on
are
this
we
podcast,
on,
at least on the show.
Are we on the constant pursuit
only the
of truth?
Will do.
Why are we just sitting here and pushing fake facts and figures when
it's
we should be
up.
Looking for the truth?
At risk for female genital mutilation just means there's a bunch of knives like this high in their house. Whoops, was that risk?
You know, if we were talking about male genital mutilation right now,
I'd be so happy.
You would love it.
No,
let's look it up. Let's look it up. Let's look it up.
Men. Good point, Brett.
Yeah.
Brett, you redeemed yourself. Thank you for not being a homo. Brett, look it up right now. Male genital mutilation. I bet you there's more. Look up how many males.
It's called circumcision.
No, I think he means like ball.
Oh, my God.
I think he means like ball removal.
How
many men have to suffer from circumcision?
Thank you, Brett.
There are men in this room.
I love it.
At least you got your dicks cut when you were babies.
I wonder.
And I haven't recovered from the psychological trauma.
Oh, I had a friend, dude. Listen to this. When I went to boarding school, you remember I went to that crazy boarding school? There was this kid who was in there. They did it to him when he was like 13.
Oh,
and they did,
shit.
And it got fucked up. And it was like, it caused this trauma where it was like they bandaged, like he was like talking about it in
like
a group therapy thing.
God.
And they had a like bandage thing. And his dad, like at home, took the bandages off and like ripped the skin off his dick. It was like, I don't know if there's an end to that story. But I was just sharing.
I like
that. That's a great story. I mean, you don't have to have an arc for that.
What happened to your arm?
Circumcision
gone wrong.
By a car. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How many male genital mutilations are happening in the United States every day, Shannon? Okay,
so I'm only finding the percentage.
If you count circumcision,
but it's
all of them.
It's 80.5% of men are
that's
circumcised.
When? That's
wow. Oh my god.
It also varies based on.
But what I'm saying is there another form of genital mutilation? Like, is there like, do they remove kids' balls or anything? Like,
if they have testicular cancer.
I'm wondering if they.
Well, it's 80% versus 513,000.
Wow.
Versus 0 to 513,000.
Don't get cut off with a shell. Probably is a medical device.
I'd rather be
a shell.
Shelled. I'd rather be circumcised.
I'd rather be circumcised
for sure.
I have
a special connection with the ocean. So
if
I could be circumcised with a shell. That would be fucking really cool. Actually.
It's better to be. I think it looks cooler.
It's the most eloquent way to get retarded I've ever heard.
Does it? Can I ask you a question? As a beautiful woman, Christine, who I respect and love,
mm-hmm.
You prefer a circumciser or non circumciser? Do not care.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, but I mean, most of them have been circumcised. But sometimes the sleeping bag goes off right immediately when they're hard, so you don't even notice.
That's what's up.
What if there's a smell?
If there's a smell, I care.
You know what I mean?
But that's just a smell thing.
Like if it's a bad smell.
I think
it's a cheesy situation.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
You got to air it out. It's better to.
Oh, you gotta wash,
you're not,
wash
you're
your
not
balls.
Circumcised?
No, I am circumcised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Are you? Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had
circumcised
to. We all had to suffer from male genital
mutilation. We've lived it. We've lived male genital mutilation. You're sitting here.
God.
And this is our story?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm sorry that we're just trying to fucking get the message out. It's not a big deal to you.
No disrespect, Christina, but I think all the men in the room were able to empathize more with those women
100%.
Who suffered from that because ourselves have lived that experience.
100%. Right, right, right.
And no disrespect.
You carry your trauma with you on
your shoulders.
I get
that there's 43 women in Suriname that had their clits cut off with a fucking barnacle.
Yeah.
Guess what?
When you were a baby,
four of your fucking friends that you know personally,
your best friends
mutilated.
Four of your best friends.
I love that you said that. It's like it's the worst episode of SpongeBob ever.
Yeah. So
that's why they call it Bikini Bottom.
Yeah. I thought you'd be a little bit more
empathetic. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I did.
I'd rather be circumcised.
You don't want to put
I
it back?
Circumcised.
You don't want to go in and go, hey, can you throw the foreskin back on my cock?
Well, there's like, they put weights on it.
Well, they do.
Yeah,
they stretch it out to give you your foreskin back.
Oh, but they wouldn't graft it back on.
You ever see that? I watch a lot of weird documentaries.
Yeah, you do.
Do you ever see that one where it was like, there was a one where like extreme things people would do, like in Asia, the people would do that surgery to try to get taller so they lengthen their bones and their shins. So they were showing what these guys do. I think we looked at this once. Shannon looked this up once and like knows where they like guys trying to make their penises bigger and they put hooks like through. Oh, it was in that documentary about the guy whose girl dumped him at the baseball game because she said he had a little dick. And so he goes around the world looking at like how guys try to increase their dicks and they tie like 20-pound weights to the end of it and shit.
That was his life quest.
Maybe we'll do that later when we're training.
Let's go, baby.
Like kettlebells.
All right, look, let's do some plugs. Get the fuck out of here. It's always a fun time here on the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank you guys all for supporting the show. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, live and free. Always, GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you guys want the premium service, which gives you instant access to all the shows as soon as we're done recording, on demand, the entire on demand library, all ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Over 700 episodes of the show that you cannot get anywhere else. Plus, access to Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is, Ding, and many, many more. Make sure you go subscribe. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. You get access to everything immediately. And you save $1.50 a month. $1.50 a month is a big deal, guys. It's only $8 a month for the premium service. That is cheaper than most people's Patreons. And you get access to everything. Let's go to the guests. Brett, what do you got to plug?
Go to brettcoin.org and you can learn how to buy my Brettcoin. It's a cryptocurrency that represents my current and future fiscal value. I got an hour special on YouTube called Brett Railroad Tires from Comedy. I have a couple road dates next week. Instagram, DM me if you want to come. And Just the Plugs, my podcast filmed here where I have a guest on. They do Just the Plugs and then I wrap up the show. It's a 2-minute podcast. It's what you want.
I love it. It's great. Very funny. Christina Hutch.
Follow me on social media. Christina Hutch. KRYSTYNA Hutch. That's it.
Zach Amico.
To Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows here on the network. Catalyst Wrestling, Zach Mio's Midnight Spook Show, and Bye Guys with Ian Fidens.
Justin?
It's at I am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. I got a bunch of road dates coming up. Me and Soda are on the road. Me and Big J are on the road. And I'm doing some headline stuff, which you can find at IamJustinSilver.com or on my Instagram account. And then other than that, that's all.
August 26th, BJ Ryan's. That's it this month. Me and Zach and Miko will be out there. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets. Lots more dates coming up. I'm going to be announcing for after the fight. One or two. Well, I think I'm going to go back down to Austin before the fight, but I think I'm going to be taking some time off the road to prepare for Ellis Mania, which is going to be happening hopefully this November.
Exciting.
We'll see what the fuck happens. I know that they're still looking for a venue, so hopefully this date stays put. But yeah, tune in for that, guys. Subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And yeah, go fucking leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel. Get a fight journal and all my other things right on my YouTube channel. All right, that's that. We're out. Peace. We did
it. That's all, folks.